Maria Montessori, the doctor who discovered a new way to teach children. I was the first woman to get a medical degree in Italy. I helped children with mental problems to learn. I then created a special method to teach all children. Many schools around the world still use my method. When I was a little girl, my mother always told me, "Be kind to others." Every day, she asked me to make clothes for poor people. We lived in Chiaravalle in Italy, and a lot of poor families lived near our home. Fortunately, my parents had enough money to send me to school. My father had traditional ideas about women. He wanted me to get married and stay at home. So he didn't want me to continue my education after primary school. But my mother was very different, and she encouraged me to study. In 1883, I started at secondary school, and after that, I went to a technical college. I did well in maths and physics, but later I became very interested in biology. I decided to become a doctor. It wasn't an easy decision to make. Only men studied for medical degrees at that time. Would a medical school accept me? In 1890, I began a course in science at the University of Rome. I did very well in this degree, and at last, the university's medical school accepted me. Some of the teachers and students didn't want me to study there, but I worked hard, and in 1896, I was the first woman in Italy to become a doctor. The university had a special hospital for children with mental problems. I wanted to help the children to communicate and to learn. I wanted to improve their lives. But how could I do this? I began to study and give talks about this question. In 1898, I became a director of a school in Rome for children with mental problems. At that time, people called these children horrible things, such as crazy or idiots. But these children were just different, and they needed to learn in a different way. My teachers and I showed the children what to do. Slowly, we made progress with this practical method. We showed the children simple actions, such as how to eat, or wash, or play games. The children copied these actions, and then we repeated them again and again. In 1906, the government asked me to work in a different school for very young children from poor families. I changed the classrooms and took away the rows of desks. We used small tables and encouraged the children to play. We created educational toys that the children could touch and feel. They learned by playing. Traditional teachers didn't understand this method. For them, the most important thing was to teach. For us, the most important thing was to learn. We also wanted children to help each other and to learn from their own experiences. Soon people in other countries wanted to know about my teaching method. Montessori schools were opened in many countries. By 1913, there were more than 100 Montessori schools in the USA. Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, believed in my method and became the leader of the American Montessori Society. In 1915, I was invited to the USA and spoke at Carnegie Hall, a famous concert hall in New York. In San Francisco, I gave a course for teachers. We made a classroom with 21 students and a glass wall. Thousands of people came to watch our classes. In Europe, the First World War was destroying many lives. I decided to move to Barcelona in Spain, where things were more peaceful than in Italy. I lived there for many years and traveled to many other countries to teach people about my method. In 1929, an international organization was started, the International Montessori Association. The organization encouraged parents and teachers to use the Montessori method. In 1936, the Spanish Civil War started, and I decided to move to Amsterdam in the Netherlands. There were more than 200 Montessori schools in the Netherlands at that time. I continued to create new educational materials and give talks. I wanted people to use education for peace. In 1939, I was invited to India to give talks and train teachers. The Second World War started that year, and in 1940, the German army attacked the Netherlands. I couldn't go home to Amsterdam, so I stayed in India for several years and created courses for Indian teachers. For the rest of my life, I continued to train teachers and improve my method. I was given many honors for my work, such as the French Legion of Honor. I was also nominated 3 times for the Nobel Peace Prize because I believed in education for peace. I believed that education could improve people's lives. When I looked back at my long life, I was happy that my Montessori schools were able to do this.